Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is January 27th, 2007, and I am your host, Jessica Odell. I want to give my apologies for last week, but making it in and doing the podcast just wasn't going to happen. It was quite unfortunate, but there was way too much life going on. I hope you all can appreciate that that just happens sometimes. But I'm back now with all of the news, and to get us started, I'd like to announce that we've had several Nikonians recognized for their photography. First up, Marcel van Oosten, and I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, has placed first in the fauna category of Nature Photographers Magazine's 2006 Editor's Pick Contest, which is absolutely fantastic. And second, again with the critters, Philippe Clement has his work featured in a recent edition of New Scientist, all about biodiversity and critters and, well, all that good science stuff that I love and enjoy, but not everybody else does. But still, anyway, regardless, they're still fantastic pictures. So kudos to the two of them and everyone else out there as well. And if you might be listening and maybe you've entered some little photo competitions in your local area, and if you've won any awards recently and want to give yourself a fantastic pat on the back, just drop me a line and I'd be more than happy to make an announcement for you. And it's also a bit of free advertising for all sorts of little local competitions going on. So feel free, if you have any announcements for me, just drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org, and I will get that directly. Continuing on with the news from Nikon News, well, not exactly Nikon News, it's actually DxO Optics. They now support the Nikon D40 and all of its kit lens packages. So if you've got that new camera and playing around with it, you should be happy to know that the software's out for you, so you can start using all the glorious, fun, fantastic software packages that we use on, thank you, Loki, we use on our photographs. The D40 is now supported. Continuing on into the community news, this is from the Nikonians community itself. We have one spot left for this spring's Nature Workshop in Helgoland, Germany. So if you are interested, I think that workshop is in April, and it is in Germany, so if you're in Europe or can be in Europe, please, please get in there very, very quick. Time is running out because we need to make all sorts of nifty fun arrangements like hotel bookings and all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested and in the area, please check that out. As well, ANPAT7. Well, okay, so I told you a while ago that ANPAT7, like, sold out within, what was that, a day of it being announced, but we've opened up a new group. Group 1, not to be confused with the original group, which is now Group 2, is going to be from September 21st through the 28th of September, and as of last week, there were 9 seats available, so there's still some room if you're free in September. It's the same trip as the regular ANPAT 7, we've just added a different section, as it were, so that's fantastic. And all of this information for all the trips and tours can be found in the Travel and Getting Together forum, so I will set up all those links for you guys. If you just don't want to go hunting for it yourself, just go to the blog for this particular podcast, and it'll all be right there in clickable format. Continuing on from the forums, in the Photographers Wanted forum, in this case it's the Photographers Available postings. There are members in Austin, Texas, and in the San Fernando Valley area that are looking for jobs as assistant part-time photographers. So if you're professional, semi-professional, and would like to hire a Nikonian's assistant, check out the forums. Again, we'll be in the blog in clickable format for you. So they have included information about themselves and links, as I am aware, to some of their work, so you can check them out before you make contact if you're a bit shy. But there are folks looking for jobs in those areas. And that is a great, well, it's not little used for them, but I think it's slightly misunderstood, and I think there's a ton of opportunity there as we kind of expand our community to look for help, look for somebody. It doesn't necessarily even have to be a paying job, but if you want to find somebody who's willing to show you the ropes in a teacher-student type situation, or you want to hire somebody as an assistant, definitely post there and check it out, because there's people everywhere who want to make photography a bit more than a hobby. Continuing on to the English cafe, I'd love to make announcements from the other languages, but my language skills just aren't good enough. So again, little plug here, if you found something interesting in one of the other language cafes that you would like to have announced, possibly in English, if you would like me to read it, send me a bit of a translation and I will be more than happy to make a bit of announcement of something that's going on in one of the other multilingual cafes. Or if you would like to have a little announcement in one of the other languages, all you have to do is send me a little MP3 file. Don't make it too long. You know, these podcasts are kind of short, so time is of the essence. But if you'd like to say something in a different language, please keep it clean. Go ahead and you can email me a little MP3, and I will try to get it into an up-and-coming podcast. Back into the cafe, as I think I'm only on my second cup of coffee for the day, which is a bit of a shame. It's way too late in the day for only two cups of coffee. But the discussion that caught my eye is called "Give Them What They Want?" question mark. It's all about post-processing manipulation, often to the extent of really changing what was an image of reality that was actually a nice copy of what was going on, and changing it, playing with it, so it's a lot more artistic. And a lot of photographers out there try to fine-tune themselves so they get the best crisp edges and everything looks absolutely perfect, and then somebody looks at one of the weird attempts at post-processing and says, "Ooh, that's really awesome, I want that." So if you've ever had that happen to you, if you're on one side of the debate or the other side of the debate, or just want to take a look at some really, really cool pictures, check out that thread in the English Cafe. As well, it's the end of January. Winter is, well, different depending on where you are in the world. My winter is basically kind of miserable. There has been absolutely no snow here. It's been cold, damp, windy. The most we've had was a frost, I think, the other morning. I actually had to scrape ice off of my car. And it's basically kind of miserable. But if you live where there's snow, and lots of snow, and really crappy weather, and you might like that particular type of weather, so it's not crappy weather, and you want to know some ideas about how to get your gear winterized, there's a little discussion starting in the English Cafe called Winterizing Techniques, and a few different points of view and a few different ideas out there on how to prep your gear for some nasty, snowy, wet, miserable, in my mind, it's miserable weather. And that is going to be it for today. I'm going to leave you with a picture I took for him. It's called Depth of Focus, Schmepth of Focus, and yes, I am pronouncing that correctly. It's a really interesting shot, so everybody out there go take a look and maybe give some feedback. It's just a really cool picture. I want to thank you for listening in. You can find this podcast and all of our Nikonians podcasts at podcast.nikonians.org. And if you have just stumbled across us and are interested in joining our community, we are at www.nikonians.org. And check us out. And if you want a little preview, my previous two episodes can be downloadable as well if you haven't heard them. that will give you a little bit of an introduction to the community and how to get around. And that's my self-plug. If you have any questions, comments, announcements, or anything, please feel free to email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump on the podcast feedback forum and drop us a line as well. I will be back on the 3rd of February with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.